Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Have you been online this week? The research sort of suggests that currently Facebook users spend between 30 and 60 minutes a day accessing Facebook and other various social media sites. So this is becoming something that we are engaging with more and more. It is a remarkable communication tool and quite an empowering one for a large segment of people. But sometimes it can also have the downside of all communication. So I've been talking a little bit recently about just how much to disclose on Facebook and how you make that decision and the type of psychological processes that underlie why people disclose on Facebook and some tips on what you might be able to do about it. So the research shows that while social media communication can be really, really empowering for certain segments of the community who may be either isolated or struggle in social situations, the anonymity and the ease of access and the lack of interpersonal space afforded by Facebook is actually really, really helpful for people who suffer, say, from social anxiety or new mothers who may be forced to kind of spend a lot of time at home and don't have the opportunity to get out and socialize in I guess the real world. There is a downside, and that's that Facebook relationships have the ability to hurt in the same way as real world relationships, and they present the same amount of issues or the same type of issues in the online world. So navigating that's really, really important. Research has shown that Facebook or social media relationships are based on the same type of processes that real world relationships do, in that over time an increasing interdependence between two or more people occurs, that social groups and relationships start to develop their own shared language and cultural codes of communication, that there's an increase in closeness, that there is a real predictability and an understanding of, or a perceived understanding of, the behaviour of the other person, and then a future projection that there's some hint that this relationship will continue over time. And so that's the same as any other interpersonal relationship, but just done in the social media space. It's the strength of this relationship, and more importantly, the sense of trust and safety that one feels in that relationship, which has a huge impact on exactly how much people disclose online. The issue with online is that there is a permanent record, and also a lot more people are privy to the information, to the conversation, to the statements, and to the information which is disclosed than in a lot of other cases. Remember, Facebook is a very crowded room.